Father, I want to say thank you this evening. Oh, who want to glorify your holy name? Be thou exalted, Lord. As you have said, you will do, Lord, and you have done. Father, all you propose to do you through these 3 days of prayer for me, this shall be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father, for you have not called us to serve you in vain. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The theme of the program says push. Push. It says something, pray until something happens. It's a push, 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 push. For you to move to the next level, you have to be pushed. There's something you have to be pushed. And for push to take place, there's something called force. There must be a force that must be applied for something to move. If this Bible, if this my notepad is here, 10 years it will be here if no force is applied to it. Are you understanding something? For 10 years it will be here like this and nothing will move. Until a force is applied to this, that is when this can move. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we talk about push, we are talking about a force. There's a force that has to come in for you to move. And if you are not being pushed, you are going to be pulled. Hallelujah. Is it that you are being pushed or you are being pulled back? Is it that you're what? You are being pushed or what? You are being pulled back. So for you to experience this push, it talks about more of like it's a place where you give yourself to continuous prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to Luke chapter 18, verse 2. That was the scripture on our flyer. We're going to look into it now, and we're going to pray from that scripture. Luke chapter 18, verse 2. Saying, there was a woman, that was also a widow. Okay. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard him man. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my word, adversary. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. Verse 5. Yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust, look at the word, unjust judge said. Verse 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? We are going to pick just few keys from that place. First of all, unjust. He was not a righteous man. He did not regard God. He did not fear God. He did not even regard man. He does not regard anybody. He's an unjust. But God is a just God. Understand this thing. The first thing point there, Jesus was trying to let you know that this man was unjust. He's not righteous. He does not regard God, does not regard man, nothing. But this widow, see, when I looked into this scripture, and my eyes were open to something, she was coming to this judge. He said, continually. The unjust judge said something. He said, she troubled me. How? Because she was coming continuously. So it means that this lady had only one way out of that problem. And that was through what? The judge, unjust judge. She knew that the only way she can get revenge, she can be avenged for, is through that judge. Because why? The judge has the final say. Because why? The power was with the judge. Because anything the judge decree stands, and that is it. So, in that aspect, we can see that you are talking about faith this way. She had faith. She had belief in that judge.
yet that judge was unjust. I want you to understand something. This judge was unjust, but she had belief in that judge. That was why she was coming continually. So in the morning, the judge is about to go out. She sees the woman. And the woman is saying, avenge me. The judge goes out. The judge is coming back at night again. He sees the woman. The woman says, avenge me. So the continuous coming of that woman was so much that the judge could not have sleep. See, he was troubled in his heart that he came to his mind and said, no, if I don't avenge this woman, I will not even have rest. Yet I do not regard God. Now Jesus now said to us, how much more you and I, who are children of God, calling upon the just God. He said, will he not avenge you quickly? Speedily. Will this God not avenge for you speedily? I came to understand that that woman had no lawyer. Maybe she was poor. Because if she had lawyer, she would be depending on her lawyer, sir, to help her in that case. See, this is a lawsuit. So she's like a persecutor came back, a persecutor. She was like the one that is being persecuted. So she's looking for, and see, for her to say, I need you to avenge me, is because she knew she was in that place, she was right. So she's looking for somebody that will stand for her. It happens in our country. Don't you know? There was something I read one day. When you post, somebody posted, he said, you have 600,000 in your account. Some issue now came, you now went to court with a big man. And when they got to the court with the big man, do you know what the judge do? They adjourn the case. I know every case they adjourn, lawyers taking money. When he adjourned the case like 3 times, he found out that the money that was made in his hand was about 9,000. And he said something. He said, the big man said, no, let's be going to court. He said, it is who that have money that will go to court. If you don't have money, what are you going to court to do? Because why? Those that have money will meet the judge and will stand for you, stand for them. That is why you see somebody can kill and will still go what? Will go set free. Unjust judge. Now Jesus now said to us, how much more? He said, and shall not God avenge his own elect? That means his own children, which cry day and night. Look at that word, day and night. See, this woman was not just coming. She did not just come one day and left. Continuous coming. So, Jesus, all of a sudden, you are telling you, just wake up in the morning and just say, Father, thank you. Are you good? You are good. See, let me tell you, there's a place you can go. You cannot push. See, there's a place, level you can enter. There's a level you can enter without your Father, thank you, and you just go. There's a realm you want to enter. There's a next level you want to enter. Without, you will not enter it. Jesus said, which cried day and night, continuously, day and night, you are calling on God. It seems like you are feeling pain, yet you are calling God. And you are asking God, no, this is it, Lord. And at night you call upon him. No, Father, this is it. And you keep on calling. That's why the Bible says in Luke, it said, and Jesus was in the mountaintop. And as he was praying, the sweat that came down from his body was like as thick as a blood. Imagine you being the mountaintop. Have you gone to a mountain before? If you go to a mountaintop at night, you know that it's very cold. But yet, your Savior, my Savior, was in that mountain, on top of that mountain, praying. Yet, the sweat that was coming down from his face, he said it was as thick as a blood. Then you know the kind of level of prayer he was praying. This is not... He was praying intensively. And Elijah, they said, Elijah, pray earnestly, earnestly, earnestly. That what? Rain should not fall. 3.5 years. And what? It did not fall. This is not the kind of prayer you do. 2 minutes you go. You are a joker. You are a joker. If they are trying to tell you these days that forget prayer, forget it. Just that, see, you are deceiving yourself. If Jesus can pray, if our forefathers can pray, if our Father right now can pray and is still praying, then you will pray. You will pray. In this realm, that force that is needed to push you is in the place of prayer. Is where? In the place of prayer. God is going to avenge some people today. Listen, this is not about the amen. This is about what God said. There's a confidence in my heart. God is going to avenge some people today. But are you ready to call upon him today? Are you ready? If the unjust judge could avenge that lady, that widow, how much your father, my father? How much more your father and my father? Is he unjust? No. He's a just God. Tomorrow, next tomorrow, forever, he's just. And Pastor Pisivo something said, call upon me, and I will show you what great and mighty things that thou art knowest not. She opened a scripture I was supposed to open. And Jabez, when you go ahead of that verse, that is verse 9, he said, Jabez was more honorable than who? Than his brethren. But nothing to show for. Nothing. Until he decided and call upon the God whom he had faith on, and the Lord enlarged his cause. This was a man that was honorable. There had been a prophecy upon your head and saying this and this and this is going to happen, and it does not happen. You have not decided until you decide, and say no. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. There is a force in this kingdom. There is a force, my brother, my sister. There is a force. Until you come and say, no, this cannot happen. At that time, the change must come. The push must take place. And Esther said, I perish. I die. Because she has gone to meet with God for 3 days fasting. She has gone to meet with the God that has the heart of a king in his hand. You must pray. Don't be deceived. Oh, don't be deceived. Brother, sisters, don't be deceived. We are going to pray right now. St. Paul said in Galatians, he said, I travail. Have you seen a woman trying to give birth? Shimakapa. Have you seen a woman trying to give birth? In a video, women that have given birth will understand. See, at that point in labor, the doctor will say, Pastor sir, push. And she will be screaming, she's pushing, she's feeling the pain, but she's pushing, and suddenly that force brings out that child. She did not push because of CS. They will do CS. What about those days they were not CS? I was reading, watching one film. Those days they were not CS. They used to cut out the belly and just bring out the woman. The woman is gone. Those days, there was one film I was watching, one ancient film. Because why? No medical technology like this now. Once the woman could not push, they'll just cut it out and bring out the baby. The woman is gone. Because one must survive. Why? She fails to push. No force to bring it out. No force. We are going to pray. We are going to pray with some 44 by now. Let's be on our feet. Shepracotono sumbra katakata. Labraco sono morobo shinema kappa. Psalm 44. Lebraco senemora bikatoshki. Labrasuna manga dakata. God is going to give some people here today capacity, stamina in prayer. See, stamina in prayer today. Today, some will receive stamina in prayer. Stamina in prayer. Stamina. Stamina in prayer. Stamina in prayer. God is going to restore some territory back to you. You have been praying before. You have been taking hold of that territory. But suddenly, a great man with power came in. And you see yourself so weak that even the people around you that have been praying because of you suddenly stopped. Because why? There was a great power that came. But today, there is an baptism of prayer that will come upon you to take back that territory where you are staying. I'm talking to somebody today. Abashana makapa. Repakatola. He said, thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance for who? For yourself. Call your name. Say, thou art my king, O God. Command deliverance. For who? Call yourself. Call your name. Call your name. Yes, yes. The next verse. The next verse. Leprakosonomokoto. Though through thee will... We will push. We will push down our enemies. Through thy name, we will train them on that rise up against us. Open your mouth this minute and begin to call upon the Lord. Open your mouth this minute and begin to call upon the Lord. Say, Father, Rapaka Sakatakata. Say, Father, Erasina Makapa.